This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 194 for Tuesday, June 7th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
So good to be home.
So we are back from the Raleigh Penn Show, which was Friday through Sunday. And what an interesting weekend.
You know, it was memorable.
I will say there were a couple of firsts at this Penn Show that in all the shows we've been to, and some of this stuff has never happened before. And we'll get to that.
Such as?
Well, do we want to jump around, or how do we want to do it? Normally we go day by day, but I guess the most
let's jump around and be random. I won something at the auction. There you go. I bid. Nobody else bid against me. It was crazy, and I won. And I think nobody saw that coming.
And I think there's just proof that there are a number of different successful bidding strategies. And Lisa's strategy was to take the initial bid plus $10, and that was it. It killed all the further bidding.
They're like, I'm not bidding against that crazy woman. I think it worked.
I was just kind of waiting to see how it was going to turn out. And you bid first, and sometimes a successful auction win is done by being the first bidder. So
I was
surprised. You were just trying to show me up because the number that was the piece that was preceding it. Well, we should talk about what it is, I guess. Is this very interesting?
What'd
that win? You bought this very interesting small countertop display case that held Esterbrook Renew points. They're in little slots that you could put them in, and you pull them out the bottom. But on the front, it had a picture of a 1938. Esterbrook dollar pen. It has a listing of all the nibs, including the four 3000 series nibs at the time. Usually those typically, they fade the type of material they use. They fade, it cracks, and we've got a cracked one downstairs, but not this small. It's a real counter size. And then it's even got a little thing on the bottom that you could pull out and attach to your counter as a theft preventative device. It's got a little hole in it. You can put a lock there, or you can put it through a pole or something. Nice little piece. And for $50, why not?
I did it just to start it off. Terry, Brian had bid on something just previously, and Terry, the auctioneer and organizer of the show, said, would anybody give me $40? And he looked at me and he said, Lisa, would you like to start us off? And I said, sure. You know what? I'll give you $50. And that was it.
I wish I would have done that strategy the previous lot, because the previous lot I bid on and won a very interesting set of salesman samples for Esterbrook. Here's one of them here. And it's got the top on this one, and they're all the same size. And then you open them up, and then there's a set of nibs. Now, two of these are very interesting because it's a very little known fact, and you have to kind of dig deep into some of the Esterbrook catalogs, that they used to make nibs, and we've talked about them on the show here before. They made nibs for use in other pens, so not just Esterbrook's, and I've got one here that's falling apart right in front of me, but if the nib on your Waterman broke, you could replace it with the nib from Esterbrook. The catch was is the nibs don't say Esterbrook. So unless you know what you're looking for, you can pass them up and think they're something else. So there were two of those, and then there was a third one that has some quite fancy handwriting on the top, and then there's a bunch of Renew points. Yeah, and what's interesting is the second one here, from the left, is actually the exact same style of nib that Esterbrook used for their eyedropper fountain pens with 14 karat nibs that Paul Word made. Same exact style nib. It actually says 314 instead of a four-digit number, which all the Renew points have. It's steel. There's no breather hole. It's a very, very interesting nib. So that's the reason, one of the reasons I was bidding on that lot. And
he was very excited to win it.
It was just a really nice piece of ephemera. The extra nibs that are falling out in front of me are just a bonus. So there was that. Do you want to finish the auction since we're talking about the auction, or do you want to come back to?
What else about the auction?
Well, I got a couple of other people. This was really a nice auction. I think a lot of people agreed this is one of the finest auctions Terry's put together in a while. There was quite a handful of Schaefer PFM 5s, 4s, a lot of 5s actually, and some really, really nice pens. And there were some bargains, but there weren't too many. And I managed to pick up two more pieces to add to the Paul Wirt collection. One of them, this.
And they had nibs.
Yes. This one right here. I don't know if you can see it. And I should probably take a picture beforehand. A modeled hard rubber number 40. It's actually got the number on the barrel end, or on the side of the barrel. Modeled hard rubber eyedropper. It's got the ventless nib with the vented feed. You can kind of see it there. Perfect condition, really interesting marbling. I picked that up, and then the lot, I think it was a lot after it, I picked up this lovely cardboard sign, which is actually from the Wirt factory. It has never been used. It's got a string on the top, so you can hang it if you want. And you flip it over, and it has this little cardboard here, so you could put it on your car. But never been used. It's got some where it looks like it's probably been in a plastic bag for a while. But really neat piece. I'd actually bid on one in Columbus last year. They had an identical piece last year, and I bid it up to almost $200 before I lost it. And this one came in well under the limit. So
that worked out well for everybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was going to go for a song, and I bid $5 more, and it was mine. So there it is.
Cool.
A couple Wirt pieces, a couple Esterbrook pieces in the auction. It was great.
Power outage. Let's talk power outage.
Yes. The big thing on
huge drama.
Saturday, about 2 o'clock. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know what the official story is. There was an accident.
Well, let's start with it was the hottest day of the year so far, I believe, is what everyone was saying. It was, I think, 93 outside, someone said.
It was in the 90s. Yeah.
It was very hot. And it was gloriously cool inside the ballroom. Everything was beautiful. Saturday was a little bit slower. But it was still busy. Lots of people in the room, full ballroom, and all of a sudden, power goes out.
Bam. Terry was making an announcement for something, supposedly some car hit a pole, wrecked a transformer, and there was I forget what the number of there were like blocks, a whole area of town was without power.
The entire hotel. We had some emergency lights in the ceiling, and thankfully the ballroom had some big, floor-to-ceiling windows, 3 or 4 sets, so enough that it wasn't pitch black like the interior ballroom was, but it certainly wasn't a significant amount of light. A lot of people kept shopping with flashlights or their cell phones. It was kind of funny. For the first 10 minutes. And of course, Terry's working with the hotel. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing the hotel can do. It took about 2 hours.
Yeah, it was 2 hours. And I took, it was funny because our good friend Mike Madison was at the table with us, and we both decided to take a video at the same time. And we both were going around the room, and we actually ran into each other taking pictures. But so you can see how dark it was, put it on Instagram and on Facebook too. So Really interesting. Thankfully, the outside lights, the windows with the drapes open provided enough light. And I kind of was joking later. I said, well, you know, I had some of my best sales with the lights off. So, you know, it worked out. So.
Yeah, but it was certainly a little drama. No, I don't think that anyone really, everybody was unhappy, but I don't think that too many people were, you know, angry or upset. It's not Terry's fault. It's certainly not even the hotel's fault. One of those total flukes, but it was a little dramatic.
Yeah. So, in positive news, Friday was National Donut Day. I think it was Friday. And the first thing Mike Madison does when he texts me and says, you know, I'm going to be a little late or something. Was it Saturday? I can't remember what day it was. It doesn't matter. He brought donuts. And they were yummy, and we had them throughout the day. And then they also brought donuts on Sunday. So they were great. Just really great.
It was awesome.
But that was fun. Speaking of food, we had Cuban. I've never had Cuban food before. What was it? Saturday night, we went with Mike and Linda Kennedy out to eat some Cuban. That was interesting.
It was tasty, good.
It was different.
It was nice to get away, to get away from the hotel. It was more like a double date than, you know, often we'll go to dinner, but it's a business meeting. And it was nice to just go and be two couples out to dinner and just chit-chatted and we talked cars, like their van and our SUV and just all sorts of just fun things. It was nice.
That's probably the most time we've ever spent with them.
And we see them at almost every show. And
they're literally across the hall from us.
Yeah. You know. So it was nice to finally have more than, you know, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. So I think it's going to be a new annual trend.
Cool. We saw some amazing pens, and this is the reason you go to a show.
I didn't see them.
You didn't see them.
No, you did. And I'm glad that we weren't together, cause I would have dragged you away kicking and screaming.
And to see a collection of pens we've been looking at for a while. A very, very select, rare group of Esterbrook prototypes. And these have a story. They came from the estate of an Esterbrook employee who was in the R&D department. And what a collection. I tell you, there are things I never knew existed. Esterbrook Visumasters with button fillers. There were different designs, different materials. Desk pens. There was a whole. These were two, probably 48 pen cases. One of them was all very rare prototypes, and then one case had all Esterbrooks that were labeled. So they were labeled as, you know, test 112, or there was one SM Deluxe, which is the later metal capped pens. The first version had a friction fit cap, and the later version had a screw cap. But the first version, which came out in 49, there was a prototype there that actually had imprinted on the barrel, cap tested 11,000 times, and still worked. There were cutaways. There were. I mean, experimental colors, plastics, you name it, really crazy, bandless dollar pens. I mean, a clipless dollar pen, I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. I did not buy the collection, but as a result, we saw some other pens, and I did manage to pick up a pen that I have not actually seen in the wild, but for you Esterbrook fans out there, you're going to notice this pen. It's an aluminum cap, military clip style pen, with a very special lever, but in olive gray. Now, these pens can be found in any color you want as long as you want them in black.
Well, you got to like options.
You got to have options. So to pick up an olive drab kind of colored Great. So we saw that. I managed to see for the Parker fans out there, the very rare Pompeian Brown dual fold.
Now, was that available for sale or was that just to...
I think Brian was going to sell it. He was just kind of showing it around. He's going to take some pictures. He posted on some of the Facebook groups, but a very, very rare color that Parker made for maybe a year, not even.
And that was Brian McQueen?
Yes. Yeah, and this was a full size. This is a senior dual fold with a clip and a ring top, which was interesting. Cool pen. And then moments later, our good friend George... comes up, George, and he's got a Parker Black Giant, beautiful pen. If you've never seen one of these things make a Mont Blanc 149 look like a toothpick. Really big, solid pen. Never actually had one in my hand. I've seen them before, but never actually held it. But great pen. So there's some really good vintage stuff going on at the show. There's some good modern stuff too, but. We saw a collection of vanishing points. Maybe you want to talk about that?
No, I don't. Absolutely not. Because I'm really sad that there are so many that I don't have, I've never seen, and now I have to have.
You know, you do. If you were to actually put all your vanishing points in one place, you do have a rather
I
nice
have
collection.
One row of what David has. This is just to die for every...
You don't have an Arushi lacquer vanishing point, but you've got some vanishing points.
You know, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Which one do you want? I know.
Yeah, we saw an absolutely breathtaking collection of, I think almost all of them were the limited editions, you know, the yearly ones that the Pilot USA comes out with. But then there were... a couple dozen that were domestic only, so Japan only, some made specially for a certain store. Just and you open it up and angels were singing. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous, breathtaking display. It was, part of me,
it was nice.
The back of my head was going, okay, so if Brian distracts him, I could grab it and run, but no, it just... gorgeous pieces and some were really interesting. Some were cool colors. Some were marbled, just really, really impressive.
Did I mention Arushi lacquer on one of them? I don't know if I did.
Yeah, you did. Did I mention gorgeous?
Yeah, there was that. And speaking of Japanese pens, I did get a chance to finally see in person, I won't call it a grail pen, but a real dream pen of mine, the Sailor King of Pen Mosaic, green mosaic. And this thing is as mint as they could come. It had been dipped once. It was in broad nib, which is what I like. Just a super looking pen. That's just a great pen. And in honor of that today, I'm wearing I have the Pro Gear, of that same material, but I couldn't believe it. It was, and then also, this is a friend of ours. He had a binder full of different King of Pens, marbled ebonite King of Pen. I mean, just crazy stuff. So
very crazy.
But and Mike in the chat saying that that Vanishing Point collection is 2 years in the making. That's it.
Yeah, he said he's been at it for just about 2 years. So what that says is absolute positive dedication and hyper focus to find all of those because, you know, you can find some here, some there, like on eBay, but to find the ones from all the different stores and all the limiteds, really impressive. That's a lot of hard work and dedication to amass that kind of impressive collection in such a short time.
Yep. So what else? We want to talk about people we met at the show. There was this one guy that kept following us around all the time. I want to talk about him.
You know, we had some interesting run-ins. We did. And we even brought somebody back with us.
We brought things back before, but we've never brought a person back before. So
It was kind of fun. It made
Erica Roscoe is in the building.
Eric in the house, like literally. It was fun because we have Eric was staying with us for a while back in September, and we took him to the Dallas show, but we've never actually brought anyone back, and so it's interesting. When we went to Dallas, we knew we were going to have an extra person, so you pack with that in mind. We knew that Eric was coming home with us, but we had to pack for the show and then just figure out how to fit everything in the car on the way back. So it was a challenge.
It was pretty good. We only got rid of a Lamy display and our paper blanks display, and that was it.
And that we had planned on getting rid of because they were getting raggedy from travel anyway. So it worked out well.
We probably could have taken one of those. We probably could have fit one of those in there, but you know.
We could have, but then, you know, Eric would have it on his lap or something, and this was better. And I got to ride in the back seat for part of it. Back seat's quite comfortable in the new car.
That's not bad. I took a dose for a little while myself.
Yes, you did. We heard you.
So anybody else we want, of course, to, you know, Mike and Audrey Madison, inkdependence.com, rightofthenail.com, right of the nails, I get it wrong all the time.
Nail.
Right of the nail, that's what I thought it was. Sorry, Mike. Definitely in attendance and to be seen at the table chatting it up. Got Franklin, of course, Franklin Christoph, our good friend Jimmy Dolev and Suzanne.
Yep. We got to see Erica and Ulysses.
Oh, yes.
And I think Ulysses is going to hook Brian up with some really cool new shoes. They were talking shoes.
I sent him an email today. So, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks. And, of course, David with the amazing collection and Jeff. And never remember to write all the names down. I feel bad. Eleanor was there, and it was great to see her. She is such a trip. And then Eric said that her plane got mostly to New York and then had to turn around. That's got to be frustrating.
We almost beat her back.
I know. That's crazy.
We were in Wisconsin by the time she got home.
Yep. So. What else?
You know, I'm looking here. I actually have two pieces of ephemera on my desk. And I
Oh, what do you have?
On Sunday, I'm walking around, and Sunday's usually slow, so that's the time. Yeah, and in the morning, it's time for us to walk around and see if there's anything to buy, because usually it's just too busy to do so. And I ran across the table, some friends of ours, and they had a couple pieces of Esterbrook ephemera that I thought were absolutely outstanding. One of them is this little Esterbrook pencil brochure. And what's cool about this is, so it's got a silver and red.
Where did this come from?
I found this on a table. And it's got, you know, push the top to feed the lead. And it's 2 feet of lead can do slate. And it's got a little price list on the back. The great thing is this is a 1934 catalog, essentially. It's the first year that Esterbrook actually made pencils. And on the back, the price list includes black, Morocco red, pearl green, foliage green, and that's it. Only four pencils, $1 and up. So that's cool. And then also, and this actually garnered a little bit of interest, is a very interesting piece, and we showed it to a couple of people.
This one, yeah.
This one is cool. It's an 1862 R. Esterbrook & Company steel pen manufacturers. It's a letter to a Mr. C. A. Allen, who is interested in purchasing some pens, which of course mean nibs, dip pen nibs. 1862 is the Esterbrook's fifth year in business. They opened in 1858, at least in the United States. Really interesting letter. Respected friends, order of the 15th is received. Our price is four, and then it lists the price, including one that says, "We are out of this. Less 5% cash, for which we shall be glad to receive and order. Respectfully, R. Esterbrook and Company" on the bottom. So it's really neat neat piece of ephemera, very early, early piece. So
in very reasonably
priced. We should, yeah. It's a neat piece. In the paper, and you can't see, is I haven't taken it out yet, but very interesting paper, the way it's almost like a linen. Yeah, it was during the Civil War. I mean, you know, 18, let's
That's
see.
That's cool.
March 12th of, I don't know, I can't read this here. It says 12th of May 20th, I don't know. 1862. It's old. So,
yep.
I guess that's it. We want to talk about, it was a great show. Got to see a lot of our good friends and
weather was good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a little hot, but you know, you're in the building. It's no big deal. The food was great. Company even better. So,
we had a good time.
We got a couple things going on in the store and the blog.
We do.
Want to mention?
The new Retro 51 pens are all in. Some of them are in and out. The new Tribute edition with the plane and the tiger, shark, the fortress, and the Apollo, super cool. The dog and the cat rescue, they're really awesome. And they glow in the dark. How fun is that? The new Slim Tornadoes are really pretty. I love the electron blue.
I haven't even seen them yet. So,
they're cool. We've also got the Dark Lilac ink came in and sold out. We've got more on the way. I'm not sure when that's going to be in. Three new Snake ink by Bookbinders are on the way. Three new colors. So that's going to be fun. Those are selling really well, and we're restocking.
That was pretty quick to have them shipped the last time. I mean, it was within a week. So,
yep. So they emailed me that they had three new colors and we had to restock some of what they'd sent the first time. So we'll have all eight colors in on the next week or two. And we got in the new, they'll be up on the site tomorrow, the new matte blue Vanishing Point. It's a dark. It's like a dark navy and then matte black trim. Kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
great. And then, the new Twisby will be coming out soon.
What do we get? It's called Lava.
The Lava.
Dark orange, yeah. Kind of. So it's similar to the other orange, but it's darker. So if you like the other orange or you missed the other orange, now's your chance to get this one. So we got some shout-outs this week. I think we kind of shouted them out already. I'll give mine first off. Our good friend, Mr. Roscoe, who is downstairs in the kitchen or in the living or in the dining room. So always a pleasure to have to enjoy your company here at the Anderson estate, so to speak. Who else you got?
I did all mine. Many people I just can't even. I should write them down because I never remember.
Yep. So all right. Anything else? We want to kind of wrap it up.
That's it. I think we're still recovering from the long drive. We some shows on the way home, most of them are about 1,000 miles-ish. And some shows we just truck on through. This show, we drive an hour or two and then pull over and switch drivers and drive an hour or two and then pull over and sleep. This was a rough drive home. And we got in late yesterday afternoon. So we're I think we're feeling our age. We're still recovering.
So. All right. I guess if that's it, then
that's it.
Use your pen, send us a note, postcard, letter, show your handwriting. We'd love to get mail from you. And the address is Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
What was that? 54911? You faded off.
Nope.
All right. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and pick any other social media as Anderson Pens.
Of course, it's blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Listen to a podcast, and good to see those that we saw in Raleigh. And we will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.